Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Beverly Flexen is here. I know I'm excited, too. She's the author of so many books. I had to use a wheelbarrow to take them and bring them into the studio. Self-Talk for a Calmer You. I'm still working on that. Make Your Shift, The Essential Sales Guide for Entrepreneurs and Business Owners. That's awesome. And on and on. She's a behavioral expert and a business advisor to many people and the co-founder of The Collaborative. And she's our good friend for just about 8 years now. She's been hanging out with us. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. And most important title was that last one. I'm honored to be a friend of Jim Blasingame.
We value that very much. We value your relationship with us very much, Beverly. So, Beverly, one of the things we all think about this time of year is we've got the hope of a new year in our hands. Last year, the way we mark things in the marketplace, you know, on the Gregorian calendar, and so last year's behind us. Whatever it was, it is, and now we're on to new things, and of course, everyone hopes to have a new year, but not everyone does anything or knows how to do anything beyond hoping. You know, we can have a goal of something in our mind, but most of us don't know how to set and establish and measure those goals. How do we accomplish as much as we need to do in the new year? What are your thoughts?
You know, there's something we talk about in psychological circles, Jim, about the idea that human beings are always in one of two states. We're either moving away from something or mm-hmm. we're moving towards something, right? Yeah. And I think a lot of small business people
offense or defense all the time, right?
Right. I mean, and I just think a lot of small business people are often, you know, moving away, right? They're mm-hmm. on the defense because, you know, they're scrambling. There's this to take care of. There's that. There's, you know, employee demands. There's the changes in the marketplace. And so, you know, the thought is, how do you take that step back and how important it is to take that step back and really think about what do you want it to be? I think, you know, you're never too small to define what you want your culture to be, what success mm-hmm. looks like. So one of the things I ask people to do at the beginning of the year, Jim, is just even talk in terms of both qualitative, which is our go-to, right? What do I want my revenue to be? How much mm-hmm. profitability? How do I want to manage my budget? But also qualitative, right? So not just that quantitative numbers, but qualitative, how do you want to live your life? You know, what do you want the culture to be? What sorts of people do you want to have working for you? What do you want your quality of life to be? So taking that step back, Jim, and I think you've got to schedule this time and you've got to really block it out to give it some serious thought as to where do you want to go this year?
Well, there's no question about it. And that's a really important two words for sales growth, especially, and the growth of the company. And you have to look inwardly. For small businesses, we have to look inwardly. What level of growth would make me happy, the happiest? Because you and I both have seen people think that growth for its own sake was what was important, and they had the ability to do that, and they grew their business, and they weren't happy. And in fact, sometimes their customers weren't happy about it. Their employees weren't happy about it. I mean, you've got to take all that into consideration. So that quality thing is such an important element. Quantity is something that the marketplace will allow you to do if you have the goods, you have the skills. But a lot of people can do quantity. But the quality thing, that's another one, isn't it? That's a different thing.
It is, and I think you just keyed on something else, though, that, and let's face it, you and I have both been in the sales game for a long, long time, and so we know that oftentimes the focus is at that top line. But how many times have you seen a firm that, you know, thinks about top line, but then at the end of the year, I'm actually making less money? You know, there's less money going into my pocket, or the firm is retaining less money because I'm not really thinking through the cost of obtaining that revenue. Mm-hmm. What do I really want to invest? And whether that's my sweat equity cost, you know, like you say, and I've had my years where I was, you know, early on focused on the revenue, and but there I am working, you know, nights and weekends and thinking, my gosh, if I could just have, you know, a few hours on a Saturday, that would be nirvana. Mm-hmm. And so it really is thinking about the cost, both the tangible dollar cost, but also, you know, the emotional, physical, lifestyle cost to say, you know, what do I really, so I think back to your offense and defense point, you know, there's something about being intentional about this. I always tell groups when I'm doing training, I feel like the, you know, the brain, the mind is this heat-seeking missile, and if you orient it towards the right things, it'll get there, but if you orient it towards the wrong things, it'll get there too.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. No, I think you're right. One of the things, though, you hit on that I think is important. You and I think based on some of the things you've talked about in the past and I know about my own life, there were times when growth for its own sake was important and I had to, and I actually, you know, did without, I did deferred gratification for a while because I was building a brand. So that's another thing to think about. I mean, you and I aren't being judgmental about quality. You get to decide what that is and when it's the right time. Because there were times when I was focused on growing the brand, even if it meant that some other things did without. And so the life cycle of your business should also coincide with your own life cycle, right? I mean, that's an important way to think about quality and quantity.
Oh, so true, because if you are in some of those early stages or if you are facing something that you've got to overcome or your market's consolidating, whatever it might be, you might have to make that conscious decision. I mean, if I look back, I couldn't trade off those nights and weekends. It got me where I am.
Exactly.
So it was important at the time. It's just that, you know, as you're like – but that's the whole point, right, of the beginning of every year is to take stock of where am I and what do I want success to look like this year. But I can't underscore enough how right you are that it is all timing. And there's no one size fits all because it depends on the business.
And that's what I tried to tell people when in those days when they told me that I need to stop and smell the roses. And I'd say, these are my roses. I need your website, Beverly.
It's the-collaborative.com.
All right. And the books are there. They can find all the books at that website.
All the books are there.
Make your shift. Self-talk to a calmer you. You'll like that one. And many others at the-collaborative.com. Beverly Flexington and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.